Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Day two of the draft is today. It's tonight at 6 p.m. Seth Payne, John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. They will be broadcasting live from the draft party tonight right out there at George R. Brown.
I was listening to those guys last night, and I was jealous that I wasn't in there with them. So
you should have done a run-in on your way home. From my place, you should have stopped at the studio.
Just down dropped in. And actually run in on
that him. Could be, yes, that could have been Pope Zaza's first entree into the world of wrestling. Hit them all with chairs and grab a headphone and you just do the rest of the draft.
The biggest thing the only reason I was jealous was that I was leaving your place after the 14th pick.
Yeah.
After the 14th pick?
14th
pick. After the 14th pick.
Yep.
When the offensive tackle out of Oregon State was taken.
Yep.
And I got in my car and I was listening to the guys as Leatu Leatu was drafted by the Colts. And I know I could tell that John Harris and I felt the exact same thing. Like almost like we could write three paragraphs.
You could sense it.
And you would think one of us was plagiarizing the other. Mm-hmm. And it would obviously be me plagiarizing John because he knows all.
Clearly, yeah.
I like try to educate myself about the defensive linemen a good amount, but John like knows all of these guys very
that
well.
That ain't even shady. But you I say clearly, like, Johnny's on another level.
By sheer luck, I think I happen to share the same opinion of Latu with him, which is that, man, there's so much to love about the kid, and he's so polished, and he just destroys college kids. But there's a certain lack of physicality in his game that stems from him having had a neck injury that kept him away from football 2 years, and it's like it's glaring just how little appetite he has for violence, and he's also not it's like if you have a karate instructor who's a black belt and has been doing it for 20 years, he's going to absolutely destroy novices, just absolutely destroy them. But if he goes up against a world class athlete, it's a different scenario.
Yeah.
You know, if he goes up against a world class black belt from somewhere else. And I feel like he might be, I think Latu might end up being kind of like one of these quadruple A baseball players.
A Fugazi black belt. A guy good enough to train, but not good enough to go fight in the
arena. The Astros used to have a bunch of quadruple A players.
Yeah.
They were awesome in triple A, then they get up to the main, and you realize, like, oh, okay, they'd maximize their talents.
Some of them are on the team now.
Yeah. Well, John Singleton was the quintessential quadruple A player. So I think that's where I don't worry as much about Latu going to the Colts. And at the same time, I love the kid because you can tell that he has obsessively worked on his pass rush arsenal. He just doesn't have power and violence in his game.
Put real simple, you'd rather he be a Colt than a Texan.
Yeah. I sense that John maybe felt the same way. I don't want to speak for John because he's still, like, don't get me wrong. Is perfectly good for him to go where he did in the draft. There's just some question marks about him that are very understandable because he had this really bad neck injury that almost kept him from playing football. But when you watch him play, you see very much like, wow, this guy literally does not want to stick his neck into anywhere dangerous. Like, he plays incredibly upright and like just kind of like ducks his way into contact.
We're going to get to CJ Stroud here in just a second.
Yeah.
But I think you bringing up Latu, I think accentuates in retrospect, a year later, how much sense the Will Anderson trade made.
Yeah.
That it was a two-year window Nick was looking at, not just in the moment, in the night, oh, I got to have this guy.
That's true, yeah, because the edge rushers this year were not at the same level.
It was, I got to have this guy. Yeah. And oh, by the way, yeah, this guy's the first defensive player to go off the board. He goes at 15.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he were Will Anderson, he would have been gone long before 15. I promise you that. So I think that does really hammer home the point that Leetu going at 15 and the first defensive player, and we're sitting here talking about these questions with him, and he had neck injuries and this and that. If you held off on getting an edge rusher the caliber of Will Anderson, it wouldn't have been there in this draft. And it helps that it turns out the first round pick you gave away was a 27th overall pick, not a top five, like everybody thought it was going to be.
Right. Yeah, that's a whole...
That was the variable in all
of it. Yeah, this year, things could have gone way, way further south, obviously, if the team hadn't...
And won a bunch of games. Yeah. So C.J. Stroud is a big reason they won a bunch of those games. We're getting texts from people. Man, the Micah and C.J. draft cast was awesome. We watched a little bit of it. A lot of it is, or some of it is, floating out now on social media in blurbs. This is the best one. This was C.J. Stroud reacting when Ricky Pearsall, the wide receiver from Florida, got picked by the 49ers with the 31st overall pick. Pearsall is a guy who's an experienced guy, an older guy, had a big year for Florida this last year. He's like a souped-up slot guy, you know, kind of like Tank Dell type guy. C.J.
Don't tell C.J. that he's just a slot guy, though.
Right. Well, you're going to hear that, but this is what you need to know about this audio, is that when you hear the host, Adam Lefko, kind of pointing out, like, oh, sorry, CJ, that was your guy. CJ is literally, like, rolled over, face in the cushion, like, can't believe that Ricky Pearsall just got picked on a broadcast where CJ spent most of the time pretty stone-faced and doing a good job analyzing things.
For the San Francisco 49ers, with the 31st pick, the Niners select... Wow. Your guy.
Well, we probably was going to get a receiver, but, hey, shout out to Pearsall.
That was the first reaction I've seen you do that.
Damn, I wasn't even on their radar. Right. I'm happy for him, though, because he want to go in the first round and get some more money. I talked to him a couple times, man. Congrats, bro. That's big time. Bro, he's elite. You'll see.
He gets
open. Especially
in
that offense, man. Kyle's going to dial it up for him.
Kyle,
that's
will.
Why I feel like he's going to fit in our system.
4-4-1 with a 1-4-9 10-yard split.
Oh, he's
runner.
Nasty, bro.
Well, if you give him a free release, he gets open.
I don't care if you press him. You put on the Missouri game, they press man a lot, bro. It's just that Tank has it, like that. Just that little quick, little hezzy, like, I'm not saying like I'm some guru or some receiver, like GOAT, that just, but I know routes when I see them. I know football players.
Well, you've played with like five Pro Bowl wide receivers at this
point. Exactly. So like when I watched him, like at first I was like, okay, yeah, he's good. Cause I seen him at Arizona State. And then his first year at Florida was okay. But this last year, bro, he put it together. Hmm. And, bro, when I tell you, I don't know what, like it's like Tank. Like, you can't just put one, like, it's everything combined. Hmm. Like, I just text my boy, one of my best friends. He's always with me. And I told him, like, dang, they got Pearsall. I wanted him bad. Like, man. Dude. Especially, like, before we didn't know we were going to get Steph. Pearsall was my guy. Like, that's the one I wanted. So that's a big-time get.
Is there anything you can take away from that audio we just played as far as, like, how tonight might play out?
Okay, so I couldn't tell whether he said it as an actual point or just kind of, like, in him soothing himself when he said, we're probably going to take a wide receiver anyway.
Yeah,
or
he
said, we're probably going to get a wide
receiver. I watched it, and I
however he
tell.
Said, yeah. It was really hard to say, like, whether he's, like, consoling himself.
Trying to talk it into existence.
Yeah, or if he's at, I'd be really surprised, given that, it seems like, for the most part, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans are the only two guys that know a lot of stuff about what the Texans' plans are. I'd be really surprised if they actually tipped their cat.
Told CJ, don't worry, we're getting your receiver.
Yeah, I don't think they tipped their hand to CJ at all. So I think CJ was more just likely talking about that. I think the fact that...
Or was he trying to send a little subtle message to Nick and D'Amico? Like,
oh,
that's all right, we're going to get a receiver. Like, oh, okay, well, now our guy wants a receiver. We, you know, I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I told him to get Tank Dell last year, even though it's not actually how it went. But, you know, he put in...
I love the narrative.
He put in a GERD. They asked, after they drafted CJ, they asked him about Tank Dell. And really, if anything, they also... The way Caserio presented it, it sounded like they were looking for mostly intel on what other teams might be drafting Tank Dell.
Yeah. Well, they did end up moving up four spots to go get him.
Yeah, I think the Texans liked Tank Dell already. The way the story's been told is that CJ, like, endorsed Tank Dell, and that's what it was. The way Caserio told the story, it sounded more like they were trying to get... see if Tank would tell CJ, like, who was talking to him, if they said, if a team told him they were about to draft him, whatever. The fact that CJ just casually brought up the Florida-Missouri game, when Missouri played Florida late in the year, after Florida was already a non-factor, Missouri wasn't a non-factor. So he might have been watching just for the, because it was a late season Missouri game. But yeah, it wasn't like he just was casually thinking about this. He had receipts of the plays and games he was specifically
heating press man coverage
talking about. Yeah, yeah.
He may have been scouting already. That's just such good audio, man. That is so good. CJ was really good on there last night. Very well prepared. Text message. I've been going back and forth between y'all and Atlanta Sports Radio because I'm flabbergasted. The Falcons pick Michael Penix Jr. I'm so entertained. Listening to the host freak out. Okay, that answers one of my questions. What are they saying in Atlanta about that? Two takeaways, the texter says. Having no first-round pick when you already have a franchise quarterback is so relaxing. That is true. You and I were just sitting there, man, eating those chicken wings last night. Watching guys come off the board.
You can observe.
Number two, when the Falcons...
There's a good ratio of celery there, too, though, by the way, Sean, last night.
I replaced the fries with all celery.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I actually, because that did help my mental health last night. I was like, oh, you know what? I mean, I actually didn't have that many wings because I was alternating celery and wings.
Yeah. I replaced the fries with all celery. I know people will make fun of me, but I got to watch my girlish figure.
Mm-hmm.
Number two takeaway, when the Falcons...
I got to watch your girlish figure.
When the Falcons picked... Can keep my eyes off me. When the Falcons picked Penix Jr., I could hear Rich Eisen yelling, what is up with that?
Honestly, though... Because I think some people might think, all right, well, we had the one listener that said, look, they're probably going to win too many games over the next couple of years with Kirk Cousins in that awful division to be picking high enough to take a quarterback. To which I reply, like, you are banking on success that hasn't actually happened yet and potentially cutting yourself off from some of that success. Like, mm-hmm. This success that you'd like to have first has to happen. Some of which can happen by way of taking one of these many wide receivers or this tight end or anybody else who's available right now to work with your aging quarterback.
Crazy. Like,
but also, yeah, if that's what your concern is, take a guy in the third round.
Right.
Take a Spencer Rattler, something like that. Don't turn down a chance to be good right now for some and it's because this isn't even thinking long term. This is thinking that you're playing five-dimensional chess and being a galaxy brain, like, well, of course, we'll probably win two Super Bowls in the next 3 years. We need to plan. We need to have a succession plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get over yourself, Atlanta.
Yep. All right. I've found two day two mock drafts that are out. One on The Athletic, Dame Brugler, and one on CBSSports.com. If CJ Stroud is looking to get a receiver, Nick Caserio may need to do some work today, according to these two mock drafts. And who do they have the Texans taking at 42 and 59 and 86? We'll run through it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.